This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Welcome to the Wizarding World Lorecast. Join us as we take a deep dive into the lore of the fantastical world of the Harry Potter universe. Welcome back, witches and wizards, to another episode of the Wizarding World Lorecast. I'm one of your hosts, Ben of Temeria, followed by my awesome friend and co-host, Nina Kitty.
What's up?
And today we are doing another new topic, and we are starting to go over the different shops that we may see in Hogsmeade.
Yes.
And Diagon Alley.
Yes.
So this episode, we have a two-parter. But there's two shops that we're going over. For the first half of the show, we are going over Ollivander's. And the second half of the show, we are going over the Three Broomsticks.
Yes. Do some shopping and get some food. That's just the way it works.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to see these shops in person at the Wizarding World, because I finally booked my vacation.
Yay! It's finally done.
We finally booked the vacation. All we have to do is left is get flights settled, which I can do that whenever, as long as it's like a couple months before we go.
You keep an eye out because they do go on sales every randomly.
Exactly, and that's the why I always do flights separately from the actual vacation.
Good. Smart.
I will always do the resort with the vacation package, where if I go to Disney or Universal, flights are always separate because you can typically get them cheaper.
Oh, yeah. They just upcharge it.
But normally I fly Southwest because they have typically the best luggage.
Hands down, they do, yes.
Two checked bags and two carry-ons.
Yeah.
Best luggage thing ever. Because for me, who's going to be buying things, I need something to bring something back. Now, I will say, Wizarding World does have an outpost where you can ship things home.
I like that. So, I can imagine people buying way too much and not having a way to get it home. Especially with the big thing. Absolutely.
And there's some things that are like, will not fit in luggage.
No.
Yeah. You can buy broomsticks. That's not going to fit in your luggage. Unless you can fly the broomstick home. They won't be going in your luggage unless you have one of those bags that Hermione has.
Every girl needs a bag like Hermione has.
But anyway, let's get right to it. So we are first going over Ollivander's. So Ollivander's does have two locations. There were two known locations at Ollivander's Wand Shop. There was a branch of Ollivander's in both Diagon Alley and in Hogsmeade. And the reason we know it's in Hogsmeade is because of Hogwarts Legacy. Because how else do we get our wand when we're already at Hogwarts?
You gotta go to Ollivander's and Hogsmeade.
Yep. So, Diagon Alley. So, the shop is described as a narrow, shabby, and peeling gold letters over the door of the shop read, Ollivander's, makers of fine wands since 382 B.C.,
Flex. I don't care who you are.
BC. That is impressive.
Very impressive.
They've been making wands for over 2,500 years. Well, by the time we see it in Sorcerer's Stone, it's 1991. So yeah, they've been making wands for almost, it'd be what, 200-300 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over 2,000 years they've been making wands.
Honestly, I'm more impressed that everybody in the family wanted to make wands. Like, you didn't have that black sheep that was just like, I don't think I want to make wands. I'm going to go play Quidditch or something.
Right. Exactly.
Something else.
The shop's display consisted of a solitary wand lying on the faded purple cushion in the dusty window. The shop was tiny, empty except for the single spindly chair in the corner. Thousands of narrow boxes containing wands were piled right up to the ceiling with a tiny shop, and the whole place was a thin layer of dust about it. Which, yeah, we see that in the film. It's just filled with dust.
Yeah, it's a hoarder's place to live, but with wands.
Absolutely.
The back room always kills me too because they're all precariously stacked back there.
Yes. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my OCD, and I was like, I can't have that. I can't have this. Everything needs to be okay. Perfectly aligned. Perfectly aligned. Perfect. And then now we have Hogsmeade. The Hogsmeade branch was located in Hogsmeade's High Street, as the street was served as a primary location for the Wizarding Village's shop. It was run by Gerbold Alivander during the late 16th century and by the associate of Garrick Alivander during the 20th century. The Hogsmeade branch was very similar to its counterpart in Diagon Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is true. I mean, if you go to Hogwarts and play in Hogwarts, it's a very similar shop.
They're expanding.
Yeah.
Slowly. Like everything else. Well, in the
now that I'm thinking about it's like, so if there was a shop in Ollivander's in Hogsmeade, why didn't Ron get his wand fixed in Hogsmeade in year two?
I don't think they could afford it. I think that was...
Oh, that is right. You're right. They couldn't afford it, and now that I'm thinking about it, second years weren't able to go to Hogsmeade.
Yes. Yeah, I think he was just kind of stuck.
But also, yeah, his family's not well off.
No.
Though Harry could have technically paid for it, and knowing Harry, he probably would have.
Right, but I don't know if Ron would have asked.
No. Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. And I don't know... I mean, well, Ron does know that Harry's, like, loaded.
Yes, he pulled out all those gold pieces getting that pulling out all those
galleons for the trolley cart. Oh, my God. And if you don't know, Harry's family is literally rich because thanks to one of his ancestors made a very profitable business, and that's how they made their fortune.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's loaded.
He's loaded. He's good. He's fine.
So with the history of Ollivanders, we obviously have to start in 382 BC. It was believed that Garrick Ollivander, a descendant of the original Ollivander, that Ollivanders arrived with the Romans, settling up a stall, which in his due course evolved into a shop, to manufacture and sell wands to the ancient British wizards, whose wands were crudely made and inferior in quality and performance.
Arrived at the Romans. I like, oof.
Right?
Oof. Yeah, they were pretty advanced for their civilization, too.
Absolutely.
I could see it coming from the Romans.
And then we skip to the 19th century, because we don't have any time between 382 BC to the 19th century. We don't know anything before that, during that time. Gerbold Alivander sold wands to students in the late 19th century, including the one rather unusual one for a new fifth-year student.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, and
we know who that is.
Absolutely. It's your character in Hogwarts Legacy, and you get your original wand from him, and you also get a different wand later on throughout the game.
Yes.
Which, yeah. Funny enough, I still need to beat. So... Sorry,
there's so many things going on.
so many things going on. So many games to play. Life happens. So
it's hard being an adult.
It is. It sucks.
Don't recommend.
But hopefully, my life will get more fun and entertaining. Yes. So now we skip to 1984. So in 1984, Jacob Sibling went to Ollivander's to purchase their first wand, which is your character in Hogwarts Mystery. And we do a lot of the... So going forward now, a lot of the history we get is from Hogwarts Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have anything from Hogwarts Legacy to, like, the first book. There's nothing there except for Hogwarts Mystery, which is a canonical game. That game is canon.
Yeah, that's fair.
So in the 1986-87 school year, so during the 86-87 school year, Minister of Magic Millicent Bagnod came to the shop and have Ollivander repair her wand. She was in a hurry and did not want Ollivander to take extra time testing her wand. Jacob Sibling approached her in the shop, and after cleaning up some wand, she knocked over the floor, spoke to her, and persuaded her to attend Carnarvon, requesting she brings her pet Gnarl with her. And Inara is a feline magical creature.
I need one.
Gnarls are in Hogwarts Legacy, correct? Right. Am I right? Yeah, I believe so. Yes. Yes, they are. Gosh.
Yeah.
Now we have the 88 to 89 school year. So during the 88-89 school year, Mundungus Fletcher went to Ollivander's to ask about the wand of an opponent whom he had lost a duel to. But Godric Ollivander couldn't tell us. Shortly afterwards, Jacob's sibling and friend... visited him about the about Fletcher, and Ollivander told them about the previous encounter with him. And then after Patricia Ratpick broke Jacob's sibling's wand, they went to Ollivander's to purchase a second wand.
Darn it, Patricia.
Yeah, she, yeah, you have an interesting relationship with Ratpick, because she's originally, hey, it's a Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. She's nice. She's cool. And then turns out she's not.
Oops.
So, much
that's
like...
That's not good.
Much like most other Defense Against the Dark Arts teachers we see.
Oh, that trend is just never going to go away.
Nope. Well, until after Voldemort died. Then it became normal. Again, because supposedly he cursed the position.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that silly curse.
Right. So now we have the 89 to 90 school year. So some point during near the end of the 89-90 school year, Jacob Sibling and Jay Kim came to Ollivander's to meet Mundungus Fletcher and Ollivander, who had some information on a dark witch who had been gathering information of Jacob Sibling and their wand, who turned out to be... Frikuga Buckthorn Snide.
Oof.
Which is, she's related to Minerla Snide. She's, Dark Witch. Yeah, she's, typically, like, Snide is the, your antagonist, your rival, quote unquote.
Oh, I see.
In Hogwarts Legacy, or Hogwarts Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the 1990 to 91 school year. So during the 90-91 school year, Jacob Sibling and Ben Cooper visited Ollivander's to investigate Ollivander's misfiring wand. After Jacob Sibling, Penny Haywood and Professor Snape successfully brewed a counter serum for Zeep's Lucius Locke's solution, Jacob Sibling offered it to the victims of the solution, including Ollivander, in the shop. And now we get to where everybody knows from the books, from the films, 1991. So on July 31st, 91, Harry Potter has taken Ollivander's was taken to Ollivander's by Rubius Hagrid in order to get Harry a wand for his first year at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Harry tried a dozen wands before he was chosen by the Wand of Holly and Phoenix Feather. Finding it curious why Harry should be destined for such a wand, Mr. Ollivander, who remembers every wand he had ever sold, suddenly reveals Harry's new wand to be a twin brother of the one that had killed Harry's parents, and cast the failed curse, adding that the cores of both wands are the feathers of the same phoenix, with the other twin wand belonging to the culprit. Before Harry purchases the wand, Ollivander reveals the terrible things done by the twin wand's owner.
Yes.
Obviously, the owner is Voldemort. And the phoenix feathers were from Fox.
Yes. And it's a huge, like, plot to, like, throw at you at the beginning.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's just like, here's all this, and just hang on to that for later.
Yeah. Hang on to this information for the next 5 to 6, 7 books.
Yeah.
Because Wild. It comes up in almost every book that, well, from. I would say it starts with the Goblet of Fire and then forward.
That's fair.
Specifically,
yeah.
With the twin wand relationship.
Yes, yeah. It's kind of like, hold on to this, it'll come back later kind of a thing. And if you forgot about it, well.
Don't worry, we'll remind you. So we have 1992. So during the Christmas holidays, Ollivander's was closed for a small notice on the door, which read, "Wandered out for a spell, will return later."
I feel that.
That's it. That's all we have in 92, which I don't remember where this is from.
I need to put this on my house for when I leave. Not that I get very many visitors.
I wouldn't, though, because I don't want people knowing I left my house.
That's fair. Yeah, okay. You got a good point.
Right? So we now have 96-97. So in 1996, Alexandra Walker attempted to rob the shop. This event made daily profit headlines. When Harry Potter visited Diagon Alley in his sixth year, he found Ollivander's shop boarded up and his owner gone, as he was kidnapped by Venerable Greyback and a group of Death Eaters, who was tortured for an explanation of why Voldemort's wand and Harry Potter's wand couldn't battle. Under the Cruciatus curse, he told Voldemort that it was because of the twin cores, and that Lord Voldemort needed to do was to use another wand. Mm-hmm. Ollivander was tortured and held in the cellar of Malfoy Manor until Dobby rescued him, Luna Lovegood, and Dean Thomas. After recovering at Shell Cottage, he went to the Weasley's children's great aunt, Marilla's place, and was protected under the Fidelis charm. While there, he made a wand for Luna and a thank you gift for the comfort and care that he had given him during the incarceration.
The Fidelis charm. Oh, it's a powerful spell to use to hide things or places. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Okay.
And this is another thing that was not in the film. In the film, we only see Luna and Ollivander. Dean was not there.
Correct. Yeah.
But Dean in the book, Dean was there.
Yeah.
And Dean was actually captured with, he was being towed with the Snatchers before they got Harry, Ron, and Hermione. And then when they got them, Dean knew Ron and Hermione right off the bat.
Hmm.
Something a little different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then now we have the 2000s. So Ollivander's reopened after the Second Wizarding War ended and sold wands to new witches and wizards, as usual. Before September 2008, a student bought their wand from Ollivander's. Ivy Warrington also brought her wand from Ollivander to help repair, but with the help of the student, she learned that she was only using it wrong. Which, this is part of Harry Potter Magic Awakened, which is the second mobile game, which is where you play as a witch or wizard in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, items for sale. Wands, obviously. They cost 7 galleons.
Which, I guess, is a hefty price.
Yes.
For a wand. But, I mean, you're going to use it for your entire life, so it's probably the best investment that any witch or wizard would be making.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you can buy also a peacock feather for 1 canut.
I would buy the peacock feather just because I buy them for my cats. We have a great time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's a great time.
And last but not least for Ollivanders, we have behind the scenes. So in the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Death Eaters attack the store directly, causing an explosion and left it in a wrecked state. Debris, products, and furniture lay all over the place. The windows were broken open instead of being boarded up, and the door was unlocked. Unlike in the book, Ollivander clearly struggled while being taken by Venerable Greyback, while 2 Death Eaters took them and stocks of wand as booty. The trio discovered the mess, and they saw the state that was left in. It was while looking around the crime scene that Ron noticed Draco and Narcissa Malfoy moving towards Nocturne Alley.
Yeah.
And that's what we have on Ollivander's. So
pretty much sums it up. I still can't believe how long they've been in business. It just blows my mind.
382 BC. That's yeah. That's when you know you survived over 2 centuries. Yeah, you're
doing something good.
You're doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh love yeah. That. So right, we'll take a quick mid break, and we will be right back. All right, welcome to the middle of the show. We're talking about everything but the podcast. It has nothing to do with the lore of the Wizarding World. Here, I want to thank all of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. And if you want to help support the show, there's a few options you can do so. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/WizardingWorldLoreCast, to where you can get ad-free episodes or join us once a month on the show itself. You can leave us ratings and reviews on Spotify and Apple. If you leave a 5-star review on Apple with some words, we'll read that out then next time on the show, as well as a nice Spotify comment, which we do have one this week from our friend Bjorn, saying on last week's episode, Nagini is a Mauticus.
Yeah,
is he was... and not an animagus. You become animals by magic and choice, but a Mauticus suffers from a blood curse.
Yes, he was talking about that in the Discord.
Yes,
over the week, and it started up quite a conversation about it.
It did. Yes. It did. It was great. Which I completely forgot about that. I've only seen Crimes Against Grindelwald once. Or was she? Yeah, she was in Crime Against Grindelwald, right?
And then she was introduced in the second one.
Yeah, Crimes Against Grindelwald is the second one. So yeah, I've only seen that film once, so I barely remembered what she was. So there we have it. Thank you, Bjorn.
Yes, thank you.
Other than that, you can find us on a few different Discord servers. You can find us on the Robots Radio Discord at robotsradio.net, as well as my own Discord server, the Ben and Friends Podcasting Discord, which are in the links provided below. Other than that, you can also find me on my other shows, the Holocron History, Star Wars Canon vs. Legends, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, and the Witcher Lorecast, all part of Robots Radio. And yes, Kay Allen, you can totally leave a comment on Spotify if you want. That helps. Yeah. Rate us on Spotify also helps. Everything you can do helps the show.
Yep, any type of feedback helps boost the show.
Absolutely. But that's all I have. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't have anything today.
Okay, well, let's get right back to it. Okay, now we're back from the mid-break. We are now diving into the Three Broomsticks.
Heck yes.
Which I'm so excited to go and eat breakfast at and eat in October when I go to the Wizarding World. I am so excited for this.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
You all will.
No good. I even want a picture
I'm
of your
too
meal.
Too excited. Oh, okay. I'll be taking pictures like crazy when I'm going
good.
Out.
I can't wait.
So, the Three Broomsticks Inn, established in 1452, was a popular inn and pub in all of the wizarding village of Hogsmeade, which often frequented by students from the neighboring Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The inn was often warm, crowded, and a bit smoky, but clean and welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Homey.
A mirror behind the bar reflected the cozy atmosphere, and the popular drinks such as butterbeer and fire whiskey were served in the glasses in a foaming pewter tankards, as well as gilly water, mulled mead, red currant rum, and even cherry syrup and soda with ice and an umbrella. The Three Broomsticks was owned and operated by Madame Rosmerta.
I love that. Cherry soda.
Right.
It's just for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then now we have the history of the Three Broomsticks. So we do have the early history, which y'all might experience a little bit in Hogwarts Legacy. So established in 1452, the Three Broomsticks was located in Hogsmeade, an old wizarding village in Scotland, and was alleged to be the village founder Hengist of Woodscroft, Old's home. It was suggested that the village grew over time, and it was so near Hogwarts of School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Yeah, it's literally down the road. You can literally walk to it. Like, go and play Hogwarts Legacy. You literally walk to it from the grounds of Hogwarts within, 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you also kind of see that in the movies, too, when they're walking.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's not like the full, course. But you do get a little bit of it.
Yeah, Legacy definitely does it justice. That's exactly absolutely. Imagine walking, especially in the springtime. Oof, so yes. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So in the 1890s, the establishment's prospector was Serena Ryan. By the 1990s, it was Madame Rosmerta, she managed the three broomsticks for at least 20 years since Harry Potter's father, James Potter, was a student at Hogwarts. According to Hermione Granger, in the site of historical sorcery, it was mentioned that the Inn at Hogsmeade served as a human headquarters for the 1612 Goblin Rebellion. It is unknown if the Inn was the Three Broomsticks, though.
Oh.
But, yeah, we do meet Serona, which is an awesome character, by the way. If you have not met her in Hogwarts Legacy, great character.
She's wonderful.
And just the atmosphere in Three Broomsticks and Hogsmeade and Hogwarts Legacies. Yeah. Phenomenal.
It's so inviting. It just says, come on in. Eat one of our pastries that we have.
Right. It's like, here's some butterbeer. Oh, hey, Rookwood, get the hell out.
Oh, that scene was really cool.
That's great. I love that. So now we do get to the most recent history, which a lot of the recent history, again, it comes from Hogwarts Mystery. So we have the 86 to 87 school year. So during the school year, Jacob Sibley met with Madame Rosmerta and Hubertus Hagrid and Three Broomsticks to inquire about their missing brother, Jacob. Madame Rosmerta told them about she remembered Jacob often sitting in the inn quietly, writing in notebooks, until one day Ministry orders came and arrested him by dragging him away in the robes, and that he left behind a black quill.
Oh, black quill. That's fancy.
Right.
Yeah.
Rosmerta agreed to search for the cluttered black room for the quill while she gave them some errands to complete for her. In the meantime, during their first shift, they nearly dropped a mug of butterbeer, but a wizard transfigured into a mongoose at the last second. Rosmerta also tasked them with collecting sugar shrubs, mallow sweet, and moondew to brew an extra sweet butterbeer, which they did from Hogwarts. After giving her the ingredients, she presented them with a notebook that she found in the back room, but Agus Filch appeared and confiscated it on Snape's orders, as the book contained information about the cursed vaults. Shocker.
I like that.
Later during the school year, Rosmerta thanked Jacob Sibley for having helped make the extra sweet butterbeer. They asked her for some vintage butterbeer, 1707, from the inn from Bilton Blimes and Zonko's Joke Shop, which Rosmerta fetched some from the back room and also minded the customers for her. Also during this year, Jacob Sibley and the Rubus Hagrid approached Mundungus Fletcher in the inn to ask him to attend a special gathering on behalf of Albus Dumbledore. Mundungus and had them sell his wares to inn patrons as he broke agreeing to come afterwards.
I really like how, to avoid being covered in butterbeer, the wizard transformed into a mongoose.
Right.
Of all the things.
It's like, I'm going to transform into a mongoose because I can. Because magic.
He just transfigured himself. It just blows my mind to think just the crazy creative ways that they get out of situations.
Absolutely. And then we have now the 87-88 school year. So during the school year, Jacob Sibley met Tulip Karasu and Bill Weasley, which we all should know.
Yes.
Your character goes to school with Charlie and Bill in Hogwarts Mystery. So you get a lot more story with those two characters that we don't have in the books, which is fantastic. Specifically Charlie, which is great.
That's good. I did like Charlie Weasley.
To discuss entering the Forbidden Forest, they enlarged their butterbeers with the engorgement charm and were soon joined by Charlie Weasley. Jacob Sibley again met with Charlie for Butterbeer in the Inn, where they discussed the recent exploration of the Forbidden Forest. They enlarged both their butterbeers from the engorgement charm. They met with their friends in the inn to persuade them to enter the forest with them. They later met with a group of their friends in the inn to discuss a plan entering the forest, where they again enlarged their butterbeers.
The more the merrier.
I bet Rosmerta was PO'd about that, though. Oh my god.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Jacob Sibley went to the inn to fetch some lavender from there on Severus Snape's orders, in order to spy on Patricia Redpick, but which told Rubius Hagrid, part in the inn, where his murder was interrogated by Patricia Radpick regarding the possible whereabouts of Jacob's notebook and map, she claimed to know nothing and threatened to inform some of her best customers from the Department of Magical Law Enforcement regarding Radpick's behavior, which made the curse breaker back down quickly. She told her not to return to her establishment again following her aggressiveness.
She doesn't mess around.
Oh, absolutely. No.
Nope. Not when it comes to her place of business. She doesn't want any type of tomfoolery happening.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
So now we have the 88-89 school year. So on his 16th birthday, J. Kim was planning to do three birthday rituals. These birthday rituals were drinking butterbeer at the Three Broomsticks Inn, eating a birthday cake, and going to Nocturne Alley to buy himself a gift. However, as the Three Broomsticks was closed due to an explosion caused by a wand backfiring, Jay was sad and he missed his first birthday ritual. Jay told Badia Alley and Jacob's sibling about this, and the two decided to surprise him with a painting of the Three Broomsticks. After the portraits were returned, Jay was able to go to the Three Broomsticks Inn, where he celebrated his birthday with his friends.
No, happy ending.
In February 1989, around Valentine's Day, students celebrated with Butterbeer and their inn, following the conclusion of Hogwarts Express Railway Authority Love essay completion. Millicent Bagnod declared Jacob's sibling as a winner and the inn.
Oh. Hogwarts Express Railway Authority Love essay competition?
It's a Valentine's Day event that you can do in...
That's Hogwarts. A mouthful. What are you writing about?
I can't remember. I don't know if I ever did this event in the game. There's so many events that you can do in this game. It's ridiculous. The problem is they're all timed, which sucks.
Right.
They give you like, hey, here's like 3 days that you have to do this. By the way, if you don't spend money, you're going to be like bored. You have to make sure you log in and as soon as your energy refills to complete all the stuff.
Huh. It was just an essay, held an essay writing competition on the subject of love for Hogwarts students. So I guess whatever your feelings are about it or who your sweetheart in school was. Interesting.
Yeah. Right. So also during this year, Patricia Radpick held a Mundungus Fletcher in the Three Broomsticks and tied up with ropes, and he could speak to Jacob's sibling. They asked him about the knew where the Marauder's map was, and he agreed to help them get the map if they gave him some items. Jacob's siblings later this year returned to practice the Litimagency charm on Madame Rosmerta, who told them that the brother Jacob was a Legitimens too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't recall, Lumigency is the attempt to look into someone's mind.
Yes, read their thoughts, essentially.
And then Jacob Semolina later met with Charlie Weasley and the Three Broomsticks Inn to discuss dragons later that school year. Go figure, because it's Charlie.
That'd be a conversation I would have.
Absolutely, right? Dragons are amazing.
Oh, I would sit there for just hours talking about dragons.
At the end of the year, a farewell party to Bill Weasley, attended by family and friends, was held in the inn, celebrated his graduation from Hogwarts.
Oh.
But in game, that's not the last time you see him, because he does come back as a substitute Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
Oh.
He's like a temp, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So from the 89-90 school year, at the start of the school year, Jacob's sibling met with Penny Haywood in the inn to discuss the troubles that she was experiencing with her sister Beatrice. Jacob's sibling soon after met Charlie Weasley again in the inn to discuss her meeting with Torvis. However, he was instead troubled with the thoughts of Radpick's betrayal and the idea of leaving Hogwarts due to his distrust of people, wanting to go to the Remedian Dragon Sanctuary instead. Jacob's sibling convinced him to stay at Hogwarts during their meeting, cheering him up. Mm-hmm. And if you go back to listen to some of our older episodes, Radpick does betray Hogwarts. She is in league with trying to... get the curse vaults and all that and yada yada with story. She's not a good person because she kills one of your friends.
I don't like her.
Yeah. She kills your first friend, actually.
conniving.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
Jacob's sibling met with Penny Haywood again in the inn to catch up, where they asked her to brew a love potion for them, to which she agreed.
Oh.
And at the end of the school year at Hogwarts, a Hogwarts party was held at the Three Broomsticks, and it was organized by students at Hogwarts to order to celebrate school life. The Weird Sisters were booked as performers, and the party was attended by many staff and students.
Nice. And why now, would they need a love potion?
I can't remember why. I haven't gotten this far in the story in Hogwarts Mystery. I'm in the fifth year, and this is like 6 year stuff. Is the 89 to 90 school year is like 6 year.
Mm. Anytime love potions are involved and somebody needs one, so they're up to some shady stuff, and I don't trust them.
Absolutely.
From what we talked about with love potions, I don't trust you.
Absolutely. Love potions are a big no-no. Don't do it.
A big no-no.
Don't do it. And then now we have the 90 to 91 school year. So it's towards the start of the school year. Jacob's sibling and Nymphadora Tonks asked permission from Rosmerta to use her fireplace in the inn to access the British Ministry of Magic via Flu Network, which she approved. And yes, you do go to school with Tonks.
I love Tonks.
She's great.
She's one of my favorite
side characters. She's a full-on mischievous person in a Hogwarts Mystery. It's great.
Also, the idea of being able to change my hair color at will. I love it.
That's also
great. I would love that. Yes.
Jacob's sibling during this year met with their friend Corey Hayden for a drink of the Butterbeer to discuss certain recent events. During the school year, the Circle of Kanana held a support party for the Three Broomsticks and for the support of Jacob, who had badly injured and hospitalized. I'm tongue twisting here. In St. Mungo's, in order to show Jacob's sibling that they did not have a deal with an issue alone, the Circle later held a lively celebration in the inn and plenty of butterbeer following the conviction and imprisonment of the Japanese dark wizard Kazuhiro Shiratori in the Wizgamot trial, which Jacob, their sibling, and Corey Hayden participated in. Jacob's sibling later had a personal dinner with their father, Peregrine, in the Three Broomsticks Inn. There, they discussed making up the lost time they had, what the intention of R was. Peregrine did not take kindly to Madame Rosmerta listening in on their conversation, and she dropped two mugs of butterbeer in shock when addressed by Peregrine. Peregrine later invited both his children to dinner in the inn, where they discussed his youngest children's attempts to break in at Hogwarts and old stories he used to tell his children at bedtime. When the youngest child left, Jacob decided to tell his father some of his own stories of adventure. Jacob's sibling again met with her father, Peregrine, in the inn, where Peregrine confessed it was R's plan to use the mind control to corrupt ministry officials, where again called upon their child to join R. They refused, and he insisted they would eventually find the true calling with them. Peregrine later met with the Circle of Kanata in the inn without Jacob's sibling, where he engaged in a friendly and lively conversation with them. When Jacob's sibling came upon the group, they wondered why their friends were comfortable around their father. Peregrine was in the inn when Jacob's sibling, along with Jacob, tried to warn him about Di Rascotti's amulet being cursed. However, he dismissed their concerns and let them examine it. So,
sounds like it's some endgame stuff right there.
This is all seventh year stuff in the game. And from what I can tell, your father is not a good person.
No.
At all.
You might be the reason why your brother's missing.
Yep.
That's what I'm gathering.
Yep.
Hope he has a great time with that cursed amulet.
Yes. Oh my god, yes. This is terrible. Don't be mean, people. Don't be mean.
Especially to your children.
Yes, don't. Oh, gosh. anyway, now we jump to the 93-94 school year. So this is where...
Dun-dun-dun-dun!
Half-Blood, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, here comes our heroes.
So Harry and his friends, Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger, enjoy drinking Butterbeer at the inn, where they frequently encounter Rubus Hagrid and other regulars as well. During the 93-94 school year, Harry was unable to go to Hogsmeade because of the events surrounding Sirius's black escape from Azkaban.
Mm-hmm.
However, Harry sneaked into Hogsmeade and to have a Butterbeer through broomsticks with Ron and Hermione, where they overheard a group of Hogwarts professors talking about Cornelius Fudge, about Sirius Black, thus unknowingly revealing that Harry, revealing to Harry the secret that was Sirius was his godfather, while Harry hid under the table to avoid being seen. Which, again, is completely different from what we see in the film.
Yes. I do like how it goes down in the book better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. During the school year, owing to the escape of Sirius Black from Azkaban, a number of Dementors were assigned to patrol Hogsmeade Village. They cause a certain amount of trouble for Madame Rose Murda as it discouraged visitors due to the grim atmosphere that followed the Dementors.
Yeah, she wasn't very happy about it.
Oh, yeah. God, no. I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't be either. You're ruining business at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then now we have the 94-95 school year. So during the 94-95 school year, it was the pub that Harry was invited by Hagrid to come and see the dragons that was to make up the first task of the Triwizard Tournament. At the same time, it was learned that Alistair Moody's magical eye could see through Harry's invisibility cloak. Later in the same year, Harry was offered information on beating the second task by Ludo Bagman, which he refused, and Hermione told off Rita Skeeter, an action that resulted in Rita writing a securious story for Witch Weekly about Hermione.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things in the book make so much more sense than we get in the film. Just saying.
Yeah, they really do. It does level everything out nice and easy for you.
During the 95-96 school year, Harry's fifth year, needing a place to meet with the other students who would later form Dumbledore's army, Hermione chose to meet in the Hog's Head rather than the Three Broomsticks, believing it would provide more privacy. This hope to prove illusionary, which may have Hermione chosen the Three Broomsticks from their later meeting with Harry, Luna Lovegood, and Rita Skeeter.
Mm-hmm.
At this meeting, Harry talked briefly about the Morus Hagrid and was thinking about the family. Then he was interviewed by Rita for the Quibbler about the experience that the previous year when Voldemort had returned. The main wizarding newspaper, the Daily Prophet, was heavily influenced by the Ministry of Magic and refused to print the truth about Voldemort's return.
Wow, the government controlling the media?
What?
What?
Oh my gosh. That's...
You never see that.
No, never.
Never.
Now we have 96-97 school year. So while Harry, Hermione, and Ron did not visit the Three Broomsticks in the 96-97 school year, Harry's sixth year, it was a cheerful visit, a cheerless visit, as it culminated in the trio seeing Kitty Bell being cursed by the package that she had apparently received there. Kitty almost died and had to be taken to St. Mungo's Hospital for magical maladies and injuries. As a result, Hogsmeade weekends are canceled for the rest of the year. Harry did not pass through Broomsticks later in that year with Professor Dumbledore, but they did not enter. Dumbledore told Madame Rosetta that they fancied a quieter drink and headed towards a Hog's Head, returning from the trip, which had been covered by the retrieval of one of Voldemort's Horcruxes from a Sirius cave. Harry was greatly weakened. Dumbledore returned to Hogsmeade, where they met Madame Rosetta, who was warned of them by the dark mark floating over the head. Hogwarts. She lent two brooms, and Harry and Dumbledore flew to the school where the battle for the Charming Tower soon began.
Yeah, that was a crazy return.
Oh, yes.
Dumbledore was in such a terrible state. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It turned out that Harry's suspicions were right, and Draco Malfoy, who had become a Death Eater, had been given the mission to kill Dumbledore by Voldemort himself. Malfoy had placed Madame Rosetta under the Imperius curse and thus been aware of Dumbledore's absences. It had been Madame Rosetta under Draco's control who had given the curse necklace to Kitty Bell earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm. Which, seeing her get cursed by it on that walk was one of the few times that we get to see the walk to Hogsmeade moves in the snow.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the 97-98 school year. So Harry, Ron, and Hermione did not attend Hogwarts for their seventh year in the 97-98 school year, but they did return there to hunt down the final Horcrux. Operating into Hogsmeade, Harry, Ron, and Hermione trigger the caterwauling charm, bringing Death Eaters out to the Three Broomsticks. Luckily, they were given sanctuary from Aberforth Dumbledore, the barman of the Hog's Head, and Albus Dumbledore's brother.
Yeah. The caterwauling charm. That's just a fun charm.
Mm-hmm. And then now we have the 21st century. So in December 2010, was murder caught Renka Rabelhauser trying to put an anti-werewolf posters up in the pub. She told her to take it down and leave. Renka tried to argue with her, but begrudgingly left after Aberforth Dumbledore, who was having a drink in the pub, also told her to get out. When she left, Rosmerta offered everyone in the pub a drink on the house. A student from their friends, including Abigail Gray, overheard and decided to ask the other customers about Renka. That night, a thief tried to enter the Three Broomsticks. The student talked to Rosmerta outside the next day and was fixing the damage the thief caused with the minion charms. She told them it was the second time the pub had been hit.
People in their anti-werewolf posters. I'm glad she got kicked out.
Right. And this happens in Magic Awakened, which is the second mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only game, and that's the only thing that we have that set plates after the events of Deathly Hallows, besides the play.
Oh, The Cursed Child?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have behind the scenes. So, in the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, several shrunken heads rudely tell Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley they were underage wizards and weren't allowed in the pub that day. This may or may not have been standard limitations, but never mentioned in the books.
I mean, you do see one hanging out in the bus.
Oh, yeah. But, like, they were telling, like, oh, you guys are underage, you can't be here. And it's like, they drink butterbeer all the time, though. Butterbeer has a legitimate alcohol. Because the age of drinking is different in the UK.
Maybe they just weren't there yet, even at that age.
Fair. True.
I
don't know what the age of drinking is in the UK.
Yeah.
I know it's not 21.
Yes, that is true. It's not 21.
It's younger than that. But because Ron and Hermione were forbidden to enter that day in the Prisoner of Azkaban film, Harry, who had his invisibility cloak with him, was the only one able to overhear Fudge's conversation with Hogwarts professors about Sirius Black. Also for the film, their conversation was moved from the private room, with both Rubus Hagrid and Flavius Flitwick being absent.
Yeah.
So Hagrid and Flitwick were also in on the conversation with Fudge and McGonagall and Rosmerta.
Yeah.
In Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, we learn that Madame Rosmerta kept broomsticks behind her bar.
Smart. Can't be driving and drinking butterbeer after drinking a bunch of Aurifier whiskey.
Right.
Yeah.
In the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Madame Rosmerta had hired a waiter and a barman.
Business is booming.
Also in the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Horace Slughorn mentioned that he remembered when the inn was once called One Broomstick, although it is implied that he was intoxicated while he said this and may have intended the statement as a joke.
Probably. It is Slughorn after all.
Right. And there is a recreation of the Three Broomsticks located in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. The set of the Three Broomsticks that appeared in the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is actually based on that part of the park.
Oh, nice. That's really cool.
Which, it would have been the opposite, because the Half-Blood Prince came out well before the film came out well before the park was created.
Oh.
Because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the park was open in 2012, 2013. And the film came out well before that, because Deathly Hallows was around that time.
Was it really that long ago?
I'm pretty sure.
I just feel my age hitting, that's all. I guess I do remember the two parts coming out in the movie.
I'm looking up now. Hot Blood Planets came out in 2009. That is well before the park was created.
Oh my gosh.
And Deathly Hallows. Came out in 2011. So that was even before the park as well.
Yeah.
So, and on top of that, they didn't have the three broomsticks until the expansion.
At the park?
Of the park. There was no restaurants originally with the park when it was first open to the public. There were no restaurants whatsoever. There were shops to buy things at and the rides, but there was no restaurants. There were the only things that were like quote unquote restaurant was the rolling carts of Butterbeer. That's it.
Come hang out at our park and this is what we're going to give you for nourishment. Butterbeer.
It was all non-alcoholic at the time. They didn't have alcohol versions until they did the expansion.
Still, it's just funny to me that you get liquid for your nutrients. No,
it was great though. I still have my collectible mug I bought. It literally says Butterbeer.
That's memorable.
And it's a clear tankard.
Aww.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
They still have them, apparently.
Oh, good. You can get another one.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. But yeah, that's what we have on the three broomsticks.
Yes.
And then, obviously, before we go, we have our Quizzing World question.
Yes, yes, you do. Get it all pulled up here. So last week it was a Whose Line Is It Anyway? And it was, we've all got both light and darkness inside of us. What matters is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are. I didn't get a whole lot of feedback on it, but I think it's because the conversations went in different directions. But Boomhar, I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name.
Boomhar. Just Boom.
Boom, okay.
Yeah.
He did answer and he thought it was Sirius Black, and you are correct. It is Sirius Black that says that. And I think it is it's just a wonderful line.
It is. It's so rememberable in the film as well.
Yes.
In the film of Order of the Phoenix. It's such a great line.
It's so sweet. But yeah, so that was the answer from last week. This week we have, in the book, The Philosopher's Stone, what are the few words that Dumbledore says to start the feast? I'll give you a hint. There's four words that he says to start the feast. Now, this one's a hard one. When I looked at it, I was I don't know.
Which feast?
It would be the first feast. It would have been
the first feast. Okay.
Yeah, it would have been the beginning.
The beginning, because there's a feast at the end.
That's fair.
That's be clarification here. Which feast?
It's the first feast. Yep. I believe it was right after the Sorting Hat.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's four words that you have to give me. And this one, like I said, it is a little harder. But if you think you know it, give a shout out in Discord. Shout us on Spotify, however you want to get a hold of us. But I will post it on Friday when we put this out.
No, K. Allen, he does not say dibs on the wings.
I would say dibs on the wing.
I would say that too, but he doesn't say that.
No. I would definitely want the goodies that he would have on those tables.
Oh my God.
Those feasts. I'm just thinking about it. I'm hungry. I need a late night snack or something.
I want him to give others a chance to know. That's fair. But that's what we have for this week. Thank you for listening to the Wizarding World Lorecast. And remember, the wand chooses the witch or wizard. Thank you for listening to the Wizarding World Lorecast. You can find us on the Robots Radio Discord at robotsradio.net. You can find us on the Ben and Friends Podcasting Discord. You can also find us on Twitter at WWLorecast and even email us at wizardingworldlorecast@gmail.com.